TR, KK4, JBQ.
Hello, Larry. Haven't heard you in a while. It's Sinjiro TR.
I just wanted to say how much I enjoyed listening. I think I listened to the entire QSO you just had. And you and Bill, and well, so as you two broke it off, you said you were going upstairs. I took a chance that you might still be near a radio, that you were going upstairs to make French cookies. I was telling Donna about it, and she says, well, what's a French cookie? So if you don't mind, since Bernice is one of the most marvelous cooks I've ever known, describe a French cookie for me. And Donna's here, too.
Do that? Larry wants, and Donna wants to know a description of a French cookie. Well, come on over here. Anyways, I was upstairs. I was just going to go out and get the mail, Larry. Boy, it's cold out there. You want to describe it? Here, go ahead.
Oh, the grandson describes them as a waffle cookie.
And it's made up of what?
Sugar, butter, and eggs. Flour.
And flour. And they're not that hard. I have a French cookie iron, and it makes two at a time. And I was trying to think of the timing that I had on it the last time. What was it? 1 minute and 30 seconds or something like that, Larry, per cookie. Oh, they're delicious. They really are. I can make you some if you want, and you can try them. They're really great. Usually we just do them around Christmas, but I told Bernice I wanted some more.
MFK TR and TR 0. I make something very similar that I call a pizzelle.
Roger. And have we still got that, or do we give it to Amy? That it's an iron for pizzellis or something? Yeah, we still got that. I don't think we've ever made any of them, have we, Bernice? Oh, she did, and I didn't care for them, she says. And she's the one that's got the memory, Donna.
And flavor them with several different things. I always flavor mine with anise and a little bit of orange and lemon.
Do you do that, Bernice?
I think so. I don't remember what I
used. Can't remember. It's been quite a while. But I love French cookies. Once I bought a new thermometer, and it's a digital one. And once it's up to the right temperature and that, you can crank them out pretty quick. The dough's really stiff. I dip it out with two spoons and scrape it off the spoon with the other one, just a little dough ball of it at a time on each side, and then shut the iron and it squishes it down. But, they're just very enjoyable for a nice snack now and then, Donna.
I agree. It's something that my family learned about from some Italian couple in Cleveland many, 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 many years ago.
Up there in Kansas, you'd see them quite a bit, and we had a big Italian community just 5 miles north of us called Frontenac, Kansas, and you could see them for sale up there around Christmas time, but I don't know. Everybody seems to do them a little differently, and I've never had anyone reject one of mine, put it that way. Bernice makes them. I just merely cook them.
It really is kind of a two-man process because they go through with the iron so quickly.
Stopwatch on them, actually, and I set up a card table downstairs and put newspaper on top of it, so I won't get the card table greasy or anything. And then I got that spray on Spam or whatever they call it, that you spray it on there to keep them from sticking. Oh, wow, she just come out of the oven with three. summer sausages she just made. Oh, those are so delicious with some four-year-old Wisconsin cheese the kids give us for Christmas.
That sounds good. And good to talk to you.
The pleasure's mine, Donna. Yeah, Bob, MD7J, we give him the recipe for Bernice's summer sausage, and he says that's the best he's ever ate, and he makes it every year. And he uses he used a smoker. We just use it in the oven, or make it in the oven. What is that salt called that's with it? Oh, there's a special salt that we order that she makes it with. And, yeah, there it is. It's Morton's. She's getting it out of the can now. Tenderquick. Morton's Tenderquick. And you got to make it with that. And don't ask me why. I just know that's the way it is. Talk to you later, Donna. 73. Go ahead, Larry.
This is the first time, I think, KK4JBQ. This is the first time, I think, we've had a little back and forth like this. Donna and Bernice participating. That's just fabulous. Just fabulous. Just pleases and tickles my heart. Well, Tom, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I just had to jump in here and talk to you and say I really did enjoy that QSO you had with Bill. And when you're talking about the dogs, I'm a dog lover and cat lover as well. So anyhow, I hope you and Bernice have a good rest of the day. Sounds like you've got some projects going, and we will talk with you again soon. N0TR KK4JBQ.
Well, you know, you and Bill and Chad and folks like that, you're right up to as far uptown as you can get on my list. So jump in anytime. Really enjoy it. Sometimes I listen to you after the net at night, but I don't get in too often. But yes, it's a rarity to hear Donna and Bernice. Bernice is exceptionally quiet, and I keep telling her to get her license, but you might as well talk to this quartz countertop here. See you later, Larry. KK4JBQ in 0TR73.
For DJC in 5CSA Mobile.